Step number two, open up and be vulnerable. You can see my little smiley face guy there. Everyone wears masks. That's his mask. You know, thumbs up, I'm having a happy day. You wear masks at work, around your friends, with your family, and yes, even with your spouse. Some of the masks that you wear are perfectionist, hard worker, have it all together, organized, not easily bothered, slow to anger, I never lie, I'd never hurt you. Every single one of you on this call has worn a mask at some point in time in your life. Some of you know your masks and know which ones you wear around friends, family, and even your spouse. And I'd love right now if you would be brave enough to share anonymously what masks you wear in your marriage. You can just type it in to that little box there on the left. We're not going to say the names. We just want to know, what is it that you're carrying with you into this class tonight? See, I'm working with a couple who, when I asked them this question, they resisted even doing this exercise. When I asked them, what masks are you wearing? They said, oh, we don't wear any masks. And I said, okay, well, the first mask you're wearing is that you don't wear masks. And when they sat down and they did this exercise, they realized that the two of them were probably wearing each five or six different masks, depending on whether they were at work or with family or with friends or ultimately even with each other. And what was enlightening to them was the fact that when they looked at the masks that they were wearing and realized that because they were wearing all these masks, they were exhausted all the time, it finally shed light on the fact that part of the reason they haven't had time to invest in their marriage is because they're so busy trying to keep all of these masks on their face. So the question is, why do you wear your masks? And we've got the fun little boggle letters here spelling out the word fear. This is why people wear masks. Because you're afraid you won't be loved for who you are. Some of you have secrets that you've never told your spouse, or you've lied to your spouse and don't know how to tell the truth. For some of you, it just feels easier to be behind these masks. But here's the thing, this fear of all of these different things, this is robbing you of true connection with your spouse. It's robbing you of the ability to be loved for who you are. And we actually had somebody write in that nothing ever bothers me. And I would challenge that person to think about that as a mask, because lots of people wear that armor. That, you know, I've got all together, nothing ever bothers me. Okay, in some circumstances, that works. But if nothing ever bothers you with your spouse, or you say that nothing ever bothers you with your spouse, I've lived with Tony now going on almost 18 years. It'll be 18 years in October. And there were lots of times that I pretended that everything was fine, that nothing's bothering me, I'm good. But let me tell you something. He's got his quirks and I've got mine, and you can't live with somebody for any type of extended time and be truthful when you're saying nothing ever bothers me. You know, I spoke to a husband last week whose marriage was in trouble, and we were talking about masks, and I said, well, let me ask you a question. Does your wife even know that you're on this call with me right now? You know, you're working on trying to save your marriage. You're working on putting all these pieces together and finding solutions. And he said, no. He goes, I'm afraid of what she would think or say. And I remember, I wasn't even keeping this to myself. It actually like blurted out of me. And I'm like, hey, buddy, you're calling for marriage help. Why on earth would you keep that from your wife. You have to stop living and reacting from this place of fear because it's crippling your marriage. So we're getting a few more responses to the question of what masks are you wearing. And somebody said, everything is good. I've worn that one. Again, perfectionist mask of everything is okay. Folks, you're not alone. You are not alone. The question becomes, though, what are you going to do about it? And how are you going to overcome your fear? And Tony actually wrote a very good blog post, and it's 3 ways to overcome your fear. And you can find that at One Extraordinary Marriage. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, you can find that at OneExtraordinaryMarriage.com. The URL is long, so just do a search in there, and it says 3 ways to overcome your fear. And you'll see that. I will add that into our member area so you can get that.
You don't want to be trapped in fear. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for your marriage. When you wear masks with your spouse, gotta love this, guys. Look at this. They're both wearing question marks. How many times have you looked at your husband or wife thinking they look just like this, like there's a giant question mark on their face? But when you wear these masks, you waste a lot of energy trying to be someone you're not or having to remember to act a certain way. Those of you that said that your mask is being the perfectionist or everything is okay, are there ever days when you just want to say, I'm having a bad day or I don't have it all together? You know, days when those of you that wear that, I'm always a hard worker, just want to take a day off. But you can't because you wear that mask and everybody expects it of you. Wearing that mask puts you in a position to doubt your spouse's affection and love. Do they love who you really are or only who you appear to be? You know, we've had people ask us the question, what would my spouse say if they knew that I didn't like something or I didn't want to do something or I wanted to try something different? What if I told them that and they, you know, I was being truthful but they didn't like it? I promise you, your spouse would much rather know the truth than have you going along on some completely other tangent trying to be a perfect image that you're not. It also keeps your marriage from going deeper because your interactions are only on the surface level. I've had spouses say to me in emails, I wish my spouse knew that I was struggling at work or having trouble keeping the house organized or even doubting my decision to be the stay-at-home parent. When you have those questions or those statements running through your head all day long, you are using so much mental energy, being wrapped up in wondering all the what ifs and who am I and what am I doing. You don't have any energy to actually put into your marriage. You have to make the choice that you want to spend your time and energy in a better place.
And folks, this is one of those state of our marriage conversations. If we go back to the beginning of this, setting up a time for a topic, taking off our mask, removing our mask, being real, honest, open with each other so we can be loved for who we are. This is a state of our marriage topic. It takes time to be vulnerable and real with your spouse. And it's not something that's just going to happen at a blink of an eye, but it's going to take conversations one at a time, learning, hey, this is a mask I'm wearing. This is a mask I wear. This is a mask I've worn. But it's when you take this area, put it into our state of our marriage conversation that we start digging down and working at it little by little. It could be just 15-minute conversations. But you'd be surprised, a 15-minute conversation once a week for 52 weeks, the change it could make in you and your spouse and the legacy you're going to leave.
Because here's the thing about the masks that you wear and the secrets that you keep. The truth will always come out. Always, always, always. many of you will remember a couple years ago, then CIA Director General David Petraeus was scandalized when information of his affair was revealed. It hit all the major media outlets, and because of his position at the CIA, it was actually a worldwide scandal. And what I share with people is, here's a gentleman who, as head of the CIA, really did have access to all of the best secret-keeping devices, techniques, strategies known to man. And his secrets came out. His masks had to come off. So don't think that, you know, hiding the cell phone or not telling your spouse the complete truth is really hiding anything. I will tell you that as I've worked with clients, secrets have come out in all kinds of very, you know, commonplace ways. Somebody walks by a cell phone and a text message alert comes up and it says what the message is. Secret's out. Your spouse sits down at the computer and your email is up and there's an email conversation. Secret's out. Somebody calls your spouse and says whatever the secret is. Secret's out. It is so much better for your marriage if what you are keeping hidden, what you are hiding behind, the masks that you are wearing, if that is revealed to your spouse by you directly, then in any other way. Because when you make that conscious decision to be vulnerable to your spouse, you allow them to love you for who you are and the vulnerability that you are bringing to the relationship.
And this happened in our marriage. And early on in our marriage, I worked for a company where I was traveling from here in California to the East Coast. And while working, I would, in the evenings after work was done, I would frequent the bars and just to get something to eat. And I remember one particular time, it's still, you know, fresh in my mind, and this has to be, gosh, we're going back 14, 15 years now, that I was at a bar and specifically was there to try and pick up on women. Wow. Yeah, you can say it. Tony, what a piece of junk, because really that's what I was. And, you know, I held that secret in for many years, held it in from Elisa, and it just kept popping back up. And as we began to go through our state of our marriage conversations, starting to take off our masks, be real with each other so that we could connect, I finally had to open up and I had to let this out. The truth, like Elisa said, the truth will always come out. And sometimes that truth is going to come from you. And yeah, it was a shocker. Yeah, it really took her aback. And yet, it is one of the biggest things that we have, one of those things that we have overcome that has brought us closer together. Because I let it out there. And yes, it took time to work through it and took us time to seek other counsel to help us. But that is what secrets will do. They will cripple you and your marriage.
So no more. No more masks. No more secrets. As you look down this winding road, this beautiful picture, you see all of those twists and turns, some places there where it's nice and straight, and other places where the curves in the road are, you know, fast and furious, and you can't see a straight line. Choosing to open up and be vulnerable, to take off your masks and reveal your secrets to your spouse is a process. And there are going to be emotions and repercussions to deal with, just like all of those hairpin curves in this picture. It's not going to be a straight line. You're not going to sit down one day, have a, you know, 15-minute state of our marriage conversation, say, babe, these are the masks I've been wearing, love me, and it's all going to be all better. It's not like that. It's curvy, and it's messy, and there are lots of twists. But the thing is, as you look at that picture, as it comes closer to us, you see that longer straight line and you see the curves have straightened out a little bit here toward the forefront of the picture. And that's what happens when you practice opening up and being vulnerable. And at the very beginning of this, like Tony said, you know, this is by itself a state of our marriage conversation. And part of what goes on with this is that you need to share your fears and concerns that come with taking off your masks. You need to share what you're afraid of. Maybe it's rejection. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's your spouse's tears. You need to share that you have those fears. That's part of developing this vulnerability. And you have to decide that you are not going to hide anymore. You're a grown-up who is going to take charge of your life, and you're not going to hide behind these fears. Because this is a mindset change. This is all starting with what you tell yourself, what plays on that tape in your head when things aren't going well and you're like, oh, the negative. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to share with you how to change that into the positive. Tony and I are big believers in affirmations. And this is one that I put together for any of you listening to this, listening to it on the replay, listening to it live, looking at the slides. This is for you. Tweak it so that it makes sense and it's personalized for you. But this is a basic format. I choose to be open and honest with my spouse. I take responsibility for my actions and my words. I have the ability to build my marriage, and I choose to do so with how I live my life. Some of you reading this have probably just taken a deep breath at what each one of those words means. I want you to notice that it's written in the present tense. This is not something that I am wishing for in the future. It's not something far off in the, you know, like my 5 to 10 year plan. This is today. This starts with right now. It starts with very specific words, because here's what happens. When you start filling your brain with positive words, just like these, you start seeking out those actions that go along with the words. Your actions will follow the words that you put into your head. So if you choose to be open and honest, you're going to look for opportunities to do so. If you say, I take responsibilities for my actions and my words, that means you are no longer hiding. When you say, I have the ability to build my marriage and choose to do so with how I live my life, you will actively seek out those opportunities that allow you to build your marriage and demonstrate that with your actions.